Dr. John Braccio. He's with the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood today, Tony.
Oh, stop it. You're always
in. The weather's great. The Spartans are moving along. Hey, come on. These are good days. And had a chance to talk with you last week in person, so that was fun.
Yes, it was very fun. You're always in a good mood, though.
Always trying. Yeah. It's the best way to be.
Have you, when's the last time that you were just irritated?
Well, I was irritated the day that we lost to Ohio State. But generally speaking, I'm generally in a pretty good mood. Just look at all the alternatives and figure you're better to roll along looking for the positive, focusing on the home run you hit rather than the 10 strikeouts.
Well, let's talk about decision-making this morning. When we have to make a decision, a lot of times we make choices that we're not happy with, and it seems like when we do that, we didn't take enough time to think about it, to get help in making those decisions. Why do we do that? Why do we make bad choices, and what do we need to do to improve on that?
Well, I think a lot of times people make bad choices because they've been in the habit of making them over a period of time. Like, example, am I going to study for a test today, or am I going to go to a movie? Okay, a lot of times people say, well, I'll go to the movie, then I'll do the studying later, something like that. That would be kind of I'd call it a bad choice, because often if you go to the movie, you're not going to do the studying later. Now, that's maybe not a huge one to think of. But when people choose mates, when they choose to go out, they choose vacations, they choose jobs, often people just make decisions that don't work out for them. And the best thing to do is try to plan. If you can do this, plan your future. Where do you want to be in a year? Where do you want to be in 2 years and 5 years? Those are the types of decisions. If you can look out and plan, you're going to make better day-to-day decisions. A lot of times bad daily decisions are because there's no overall good plan, Tony.
What about the big stuff when you want to buy a house or a car, or you're making decisions for a multi-million dollar company that's going to affect a lot of people?
I think in a case like that, you really have to think, plan it out. You have to look at the business plan. You have to look at the competition. You have to look at the demand for the particular product you're trying to sell. And you just have to take a real, real good look. And you have to be smart. You have to be really bright. And if need be, you bring in people that may know more about that than you do that can give you good advice. And then you just kind of think about it. You look at things. You sort things out. And you make a decision. Now, those can be catastrophic for you, because one mistake can really take your total nest egg and even end you up in bankruptcy or in very bad financial shape. I've seen a lot of that over the years, Tony.
You know, it can be a challenge to bring in an expert. I ran into a gentleman this weekend who's got a degree from Harvard, and he recently left his job because he thought that some of the clients that they were handling were just unscrupulous. He didn't want to do that kind of dirty work. He was a lobbyist. And so he was just trying to find work, and he couldn't find any work. And he would be interviewed, Dr. Braccio, and people would tell him, you know what, if I was you, I'd take the Harvard off of there, because no one's going to hire you because they think you're going to take their job. So how this relates is, are people too nervous to bring someone who may be smarter than them?
Well, I think that may be the case to some degree, but people like that often aren't going to get very far. Tony, I think being smart is being able to deal with people that are smarter than you in many areas, but can be part of a team to put together a plan based on a vision that you have to complete a task. If you're fearful of people being too intelligent and too smart, well, you're going to probably get run over in the private sector, because there are going to be people that aren't afraid. I find the smartest people, if you want to use that word, aren't always the smartest IQ. They're the people that can mold the team and pull people together that can help them develop a vision that they have, and that the persons that work with them are able to see that vision and be glad to be part of that. Being fearful of how someone's smart or not smart, boy, that's kind of a scary thing for a leader.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services. We've been speaking psychologically. Dr. Braccio, you have a great day on this first day of spring.
Hey, listen, going to do it. And you guys also, Tony. But it was also great meeting your wife and also talking to one of your boys. It's a great family.
Well, breaking bread and having a frosty cool one with the family around is a very good thing. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Bye-bye.